Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hey.
We got a lot of celebrity and entertainment news to dish about, but first let's check in with our Atlanta crew and Chewy there at home.
Hey,
hello.
Fam.
What's going on?
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hi, guys.
What's up?
So coming up, Alicia Keys reveals how painting got her knocked up.
Oh, yeah.
And if you think Kylie Jenner sends her man nude photos, well, you better think again.
Oh.
Let's think about that again. Plus, we're going to play a game later called You Don't Know Jack.
All right.
But first, Brad, what you got?
Okay, you guys, the Duchess of Sussex, as Gary would say, Meghan Markle, addressed the graduating seniors at her old high school, Immaculate Heart High School in Los Angeles, and she took the opportunity to speak out about the Black Lives Matter movement and the untimely death of George Floyd. Take a look.
I wanted to say the right thing, and I was really nervous that I wouldn't, or that it would get picked apart. And I realized the only wrong thing to say is to say nothing. Because George Floyd's life mattered, and Breonna Taylor's life mattered, and Philando Castile's life mattered, and Tamir Rice's life mattered. And so did so many other people whose names we know and whose names we do not know. Stephon Clark, his life mattered.
Well, y'all, Meghan went on to apologize to the graduating class for having to witness everything that's happening and encouraged them to lead with empathy and vote.
You know, I think it's interesting because she said, you know, she wanted to say something, but being who she is, of course, she was worried about saying the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. You understand that, Portia, about feeling like you want to, but you don't want to make a wrong move?
Me, personally, I didn't care about making a wrong move because I'm going to say what I want to say, and I'm going to say it from my heart. And at the end of the day, if that's your truth, if that's what we're really dealing with, then it's fine. But for her, she has been under such scrutiny since becoming the Duchess of Sussex, and they damn near ran her out of the royal family. So I get her being right. very nervous and wanting to say the right thing. And I'm glad she took that time because that speech was very heartfelt, very groundbreaking, and I appreciated every word.
Headcrack, do you think that she's had, you know, the conversation that every interracial couple's having about the Black Lives Matter movement? I mean, she is with Prince Harry. He is the pinnacle of white privilege.
He is, but, you know, there's something about Prince Harry that tells me he's a little bit woker than most of the people in Buckingham Palace. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I feel like even before he met Meghan Markle, he was celebrating Black History Month with us. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Exactly. Even when he did.
Vegas dancing a Nuck If You Buck.
Yes.
So, The Bachelor's Amanda Staton is under fire for bringing her daughter to a Black Lives Matter protest. Now, she posted a photo of both her and her youngest daughter, Charlie, holding up signs with the caption, #BLM with a black heart. And while most of her fans were happy that she was expressing herself and her daughter was out there as well, some other fans were coming at her left and right. So one troll said, I can't believe you put your girls in an uncompromising situation and instill fear in their heart just for fame. Shame on you. But Amanda defended her decisions and she responded with, she was not scared and it was very peaceful. She was proud to make her sign and to be there. And I'm happy she got to experience the emotion and passion in everyone there. So now Frank and Headcrack, both of you guys have kids. So what do you feel about her taking her kid, or would you guys take your children children to a peaceful protest.
Absolutely. And this is the time where you got to instill those values in your kids while they're young and let them know that things that go on outside of your house matter as well. So, like, all the slack that she's getting, man, later for that, man. She did the right thing.
The interesting thing about this is, though, both of y'all have kids. Did y'all take y'all kids? Because they're protesting in L.A. and in Atlanta. Did y'all take y'all kids to the protest?
Head crack, would you take your kids to protest in Atlanta?
Listen, my kids got asthma, and they were gassing folks out there, so no.
We should have nothing but a kid march.
That's a good idea.
Put them on the front line. Put them on the front line.
Just laughing at them. Hell no, we won't go. Tibet. Hell no, we won't go. Tibet.
Yeah, let them throw Cheerios at the cops.
Switching gears, the ladies of Jersey Shore, you know, Snooki, JWoww, Dina, and Angelina are making headlines again. I love these girls. They recently opened up in a game of candlelight confessions about celebrities they would like their men to give them a hall pass to be with. Take a look at this.
Jessica Simpson, Hugh Jackman,
Jason Momoa
would have to be Leonardo DiCaprio.
All right, so Heidi, Snooki and Jessica Simpson, what would that be like? And Jason Momoa and JWoww, that would be pretty damn wild.
Oh my God, I'm thinking Snooki back in her Leonard Bumpit days with Jessica Simpson while she's doing Dukes of Hazzard with that shirt, those belly, shorty shorts. I don't hate that. Ooh. I do not hate that. I gotta be honest.
Let's play a game here at Dish. Why don't we all play the same game? So, who would you guys, one by one, you have to admit, who would you want to receive a hall pass for? Frank first, then Heidi, and we'll keep going.
Kate Beckinsale.
I'm standing strong with Taraji P. Henson.
I would say Lupita Nyong'o or Portia.
Oh!
Always working it.
So in trouble.
Oh, my God. Okay,
Dennis going to be putting them eyes in the comments.
Okay, he's going to be putting them fists.
I'm going to rock with Regina Hall with Issa Rae as a plan B.
You've always loved Regina.
Ooh, that's good.
Black Lives Matter now. I think I'm going to go with Frank and Chewy.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Yes, since I'm greedy.
All right, well, speaking of celebs and their freaky fantasies, let's talk about Alicia Keys, because she revealed one of the sexiest moments, and I know it, so I agree, one of the sexiest moments she's ever had. She's got a book out. It's her autobiography called More Myself, and she gets really personal in this book about her love life with her husband, Swizz Beatz. Now, even down to the artsy AIDS that got her knocked up in Hawaii. Wow. Oh, you guys. This is so hot. So here's what she wrote. "Open it," Swizz said as he slid the box towards me. I lifted the cardboard flaps and looked inside to see several large canisters. "I've always wanted you to be my canvas," he whispered. The canisters were full of body paint in every vibrant color imaginable. It was the beginning of something magical. Later, stroke by stroke, in the shadows of dusk, he turned me into his masterpiece, covering me in swirls of yellows, reds, and purples. Whoa. Never have I experienced anything more sensual, which is why when I missed my period a few weeks later,
I
wasn't exactly surprised.
It sounds like she slid the box towards him.
And I'm non-sexual, and that made me miss Tiny. I'm like, my God.
Yeah.
So is that really romantic? I mean, Portia, do you think, is this like soap opera romance? Would you laugh at Dennis if he got out some body paint?
Oh, my God. I would not laugh at him. And I'm up for it. You got to keep it spicy. And this was just so erotic.
But Dennis has a roller from Home Depot. He's got a 5-gallon can and a roller from Home Depot.
He's got the blue painter's tape.
He's going to need the extra wide roller to roll it on this ass. Trust.
Okay, baby, he gonna need a broom. Okay, y'all, honey, coming up south like Rihanna, honey, is preparing for some little sailors to join her Navy. We'll tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back. All right, y'all, so Rihanna says basically it's to hell with men when it comes to parenthood. Let me explain. Oh. So Riri had a candid interview with British Vogue about her 10-year plan and whether or not she sees kids in her future. Well, the beauty mogul said this when they asked her about parenthood.
I have kids, 3 or 4 of them. Hell yeah. I feel like society makes me feel like, oh, you got it wrong. They diminish you as a mother if there's not a dad in your kids' lives. But the only thing that matters is happiness. That's the only healthy relationship between a parent and a child. That's the only thing that can raise a child. Truly is love. Okay. Chewy, what do you think about Rihanna's 10-year plan?
I love her 10-year plan. You know what I'm saying? That old idea that there has to be two parents in order to raise a child. You know, I don't know. I think that's a pretty old-fashioned way of thinking. I grew up in a single parent household. My mother held me down and she worked 4 jobs at one time. And you know what? There was lots of love in my house. And you know what? I turned out all right.
I'm on your side with that. I feel like at the end of the day, you know, it should not, Rihanna should not be made to feel like she has to have a man to have kids. And she does have a choice. She's rich and she is capable to make whatever decision she wants. But I think when people speak about having a father for the kids, it's a relationship between the father and the cat and the kid. Because, you know, with PJ, like, I love to see her with her father. Now, God forbid we don't work out, I'm still going to be who I am, just as powerful and boss. But I would love for her to have a relationship with her dad.
And all that money ain't going to buy that child that much damn happiness. This ain't going to buy too much happiness. I mean, come on now.
No. It's definitely going to help.
But you can't say that child going to be happy. You can say she happy, but she can't speak for that child because she don't know how that child going
to
feel.
I think Rihanna's main goal is to shake the labels, shake the society from forcing certain things on women. And she just wants to be able to make her choice. But at the end of the day, hey, I wish I had my daddy here with me as I grew up.
Me too.
So that can never be replaced.
All right, baby. Well, honey, if you think, honey, you'll see a leaked photo of Miss Kylie Jenner's butt, baby, naked, honey, you better think again. Yes, baby. The former billionaire beauty played a game of who's most likely with her BFFs and, honey, revealed, y'all, that she never has and never will send a new photo, honey. Take a look.
Most likely to have their nudes leaked.
I don't send nudes, so.
I mean, I think nobody sends nudes, but.
What? Did you call her the former billionaire? That's her title now.
She's been dethroned.
Okay.
But anyway, honey, do you believe her?
No, I don't believe her 100%. I think she probably will move better now that she is where she is in life. But I'm sure before she was, like, on and popping, you know, there's probably some weirdos out there that got some nudes that will probably get them locked up. I'm sure Tiger got something in his phone.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, right now, nah, she wouldn't do it today.
Okay, y'all, so who do we believe is most likely to send nudes out of us?
Gary.
I would say Gary.
I promise you I would not, honey. If I was to send some, honey, I did send it, but you would not send nudes, honey.
Nobody's ass is waxed the way yours was waxed. I say you because I saw your phone and I cannot get that picture out of my mind. I cannot unsee this. And that was 5 years ago, y'all, and I still remember it vividly.
The vision, honey.
I told you you're supposed to stare at the sun right after you looked at it so you can undo what you saw.
Oh, God. All right, y'all. Up next, our crew in LA are going to play a little game of You Don't Know Jack, so you don't want to miss that. Come right back after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, it's game time at Dish Nation. Yes, and today it's the guys versus the girls.
Oh,
now wait a minute. Gary's supposed to be on our team.
What? Right.
Well, okay,
you Gary get half
can
of him.
Gary can flow. The game is called You Don't Know Jack.
All right, You Don't Know Jack.
So I'm going to tell you a little fun fact about celebrities named Jack, and you have to guess which Jack it is, okay? Now, be aware, because this also includes names that start with J-A-C-K. For example, you got Jacksons, you also have the Jacquelines, etc.
Okay.
Got that? And you know how we do it here, you got to scream out the answer.
I'll
do my best to see who screams it first, but the team with the most points at the end will win the game. So, okay, ready? All right, here we go. Let's find out who don't know Jack.
Wow.
Right. Okay. First one, this Southern California native likes to rock out every now and then and
Jack White.
Fans goosebumps.
Jack Black.
Is that Chewy?
Jack Black.
Jack White, that was head crack.
Jack Black is the correct answer.
Nice.
Oh,
job, Chewy.
Oh, Chewy for the save.
All right, one for the guys, zero for the girls. Next question. This actress rose to fame in the 80s for her sexy character on a sitcom that made fans feel like there's no place like home, and for the way she said the name Mary.
Jackie.
Yes. Yes.
Jackie. Yes. Is her name? Yes, Jackie Harry. Whole name, please.
Really?
No place
wow.
like home.
Oh, here we go.
All right, all tied up. Here we go. If you're stuck in rush hour traffic with road rage, this
Jackie
is
Jackie
Chan. Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan. Yes. Yes, Jackie Chan.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Here we go. Girls are up 2-1.
Yes.
Next question. This legendary singer sure remembers when he had 35 singles reach number one
Michael
in the Billboard Pop Country Singles.
I
no.
Said
here we go. I'll keep reading. He had 35 singles reach number one in the Billboard Hot Country Singles and knows what time it
is.
Alan Jackson.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I would have never got that one.
B-P-I-M-E.
Three for the ladies.
All right, so the girl's up 3-1 right now.
3-1, yeah.
Jesus.
All right, here's the next question. If you don't know this singer, don't be nasty.
Oh, Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson.
Got it.
I said it first.
You guys got that.
The girls are killing it right now.
Come on.
Next question.
Yo, she's standing next to you. You're going to hear her first.
Wow. Yeah.
There's only a couple more to go. This iconic actor was tired of reptiles in the air with him.
Sam Jackson.
Really?
Sam Jackson.
All right, this game. That's five. Samuel Jesse Jackson.
All right, the score right now.
5-1.
Five ladies, one for the guys.
Yes.
This next question is worth 5 points. It is the bonus question.
Okay.
It's the very last one.
Okay.
He's the oldest Joker alive who star is still
shining. Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson, the guys got it.
We got it.
No, no,
we said it first.
No, they had one. Guys won.
Brett said it first.
I'm going to do a replay review right here.
That
looks like it was the girls.
No,
after reviewing the replay,
the girls
won the game.
10-1.
Congratulations. Turns out the guys don't know Jack.
Wow.
Hey.
Good job, ladies. Proud to
Good
be on
job,
your team.
Good job, ladies.
Yes.
We kicked y'all ass. Yes.
We opened that can of whoop ass.
We sure did.
Sprayed it all over the place.
Your mic is up louder. That's why.
All right, guys. We're going to tell you how Lele Pons found out her father was gay. And, ooh, child, this is juicy. You don't want to miss it. Come right back.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
All right, YouTube star Lele Pons has a new documentary on YouTube called The Secret Life of Lele Pons, and she revealed how she found out recently that her father was gay. Take a look.
When I really, really found out he was gay was when I saw him. I came to his room and I saw him actually, like, sleeping with a man, and I was, like, 10 years old, and that for me was, like, oh my God, I can't believe it. Like, I saw my dad. And that was very traumatizing. But still, like, that's why we're so close.
It's one thing for your dad to tell you, you know, I want to tell you something. I've been dealing with this for a long time. I'm gay. That's one thing and a lot to digest
right.
and all that. But imagine walking in.
Ooh.
Walking in
I mean,
on him and a man.
On your dad and your mom. But you're walking on dad and your and this other guy.
And now, Frank, I know you have a very open relationship with your kids. You've always said that.
Yes, I have.
Can you imagine her knowing certain things you did sexually or certain things that she did? You share, like, that kind of stuff?
Well, I just think, you know, when you have your home life, that it can get very, very personal. Obviously, your family, and so nothing is secret between each other or sacred.
Even sexual stuff?
Because we have an open line of communication. I think it's the most important thing. But as my star keeps rising,
yes.
I'm just waiting for her book to come out. It's going to be
Hang
horrible.
On a second. Does she know your favorite sexual position?
Yeah.
She does?
Yeah.
How the hell would she know that, Frank?
Hold on a minute. How old was Lele or Lele? Because she had to know that her dad had company or somebody was in there. You mean they wasn't making no kind of noise or nothing? They wasn't laughing, watching TV or nothing? You just walk in?
For reference, she was 10 years old when she walked in on her dad and his lover.
Did she know what was going on?
Maybe you think they're just wrestling? Daddy and his friend are wrestling under the covers.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.